You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the Book of Revelation. Then I saw another portent in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels with seven plagues, the last plagues, for they complete the wrath of God. I saw what was like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and, standing beside the sea of glass, those who came off conquerors from the beast, and his statue, and the cipher of his name. They had harps of God, and they were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are thy deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true thy ways, O King of nations. Who shall not fear, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou alone art holy. Yea, all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are disclosed. After that I looked. The temple of the tabernacle of testimony in heaven was thrown open, and out of the temple came the seven angels with the seven plagues, robed in pure, dazzling linen, their breasts encircled with golden belts. Then one of the four living creatures gave the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and his might, nor could anyone enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were over. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple telling the seven angels, "Go and pour out the seven bowls of the wrath of God on earth." The first went off and poured his bowl upon the land, and noisome, painful ulcers broke out on those who bore the mark of the beast and worshipped his statue. The second poured out his bowl on the sea. It turned like blood, like the blood of a corpse, and every living thing within the sea perished. The third poured out his bowl upon the rivers and fountains of water, and they turned blood. Then I heard the angel of the waters cry, "O Holy One, who art and wast, just art thou in this thy sentence. They poured out the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, as they deserve." And I heard the altar cry, "Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and just thy sentences of doom." The fourth angel poured out his bowl upon the sun, and the sun was allowed to scorch men with fire, till men, scorched by the fierce heat, blasphemed the name of God who had control of these plagues. Yet they would not repent and give him glory. The fifth angel poured out his bowl upon the throne of the beast. His realm was darkened, and men gnawed their tongues in anguish, blaspheming the God of heaven for their pains and their ulcers, but refusing to repent of their doings. The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its waters were dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east. Then I saw issuing from the mouth of the dragon, the mouth of the beast, and the mouth of the false prophet, three foul spirits like frogs, demon spirits performing miracles, who come forth to muster the kings of the whole world for battle on the great day of Almighty God. Lo, I am coming like a thief. Blessed be he who keeps awake and holds his raiment fast, not to go naked and have the shame of exposure. They were mustered at the spot called, in Hebrew, Armageddon. The seventh angel poured out his bowl in the air. Then came a loud voice out of the temple of heaven, from the throne, crying, "All is over," followed by flashes of lightning, loud blasts, peals of thunder, and a mighty earthquake, the like of which never was since man lived on earth. Such a mighty earthquake it was, the great city was shattered in three parts. The cities of the nations fell, and God remembered to give Babylon the Great the cup of the wine of the passion of his wrath. Every island flew away, the mountains disappeared, and huge hailstones fell from heaven on men, till men blasphemed God for the plague of the hail, for fearful was the plague of it. You've been listening to the Message and Counsel of God from the Book of Revelation.